With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Ellie Dove. The rate of positive COVID-19 tests is down in Picken County. Alex Hager has the details.
Positivity rates are down from about 9% to about 7% between the past couple of weeks. On top of that, visits to Aspen Valley Hospital's respiratory evaluation tent are down too, allowing the hospital to downgrade from cautious status back to comfortable. At yesterday's community meeting, hospital CEO Dave Ressler said those improvements are no reason to act complacent.
We are doing the right things as a community, and this is a message to double down and not back off.
County epidemiologists say the drop in positive tests means that we've seen the effects of a spike in new infections from 4th of July weekend and that virus rates are back to where they were before the holiday. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
The Aspen School District is planning to start the school year on August 26th with elementary students attending in person while wearing masks and social distancing. Middle and high school students will distance learn through at least the end of September. Aspen School District Superintendent David Baugh says they will continue to work on the details of the hybrid learning plan and will adjust based on public health conditions. He says more information on the fall learning plan will be released weekly on the Aspen School District's website. A Denver judge has rejected a lawsuit by a group of restaurant owners filed against Colorado's health department over coronavirus restrictions. Scott Franz has more.
The owners argued the restrictions, which limit dining capacity and moved up last call for alcohol to 10 p.m., were causing many businesses to struggle financially. Governor Jared Polis defended both executive orders, saying they were, quote, terrible but necessary to protect public health. He also said late-night alcohol consumption was a factor in young adults becoming the top spreaders of the coronavirus. This isn't the first time the Polis administration has had to defend their orders in court. Earlier this month, the Colorado Supreme Court struck down another order that would have allowed signatures to be gathered electronically for ballot initiatives. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Democrats are pushing to turn the Senate blue this November, needing just 4 more seats. And 2 key races are in our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Montana and Colorado are the big swing states of the Mountain West right now, and their Senate races are tight. Both include an incumbent Republican facing off with a Democratic governor or former governor.
The Democrats have a decent chance to pick up control of the Senate, and that very well could hinge on what happens in Colorado and Montana.
That's Robert Saldine, a political science professor at the University of Montana. He says that this region is unique. Democrats here tend to be moderate and are separating themselves from Democratic leadership, which is seen as more progressive.
It's a play that I think has a better chance of working in the Mountain West than it does elsewhere, just because of the number of Democrats and the number of Republicans in each state.
Saldine says regardless, polling is really too close to call for either race just yet. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.